Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Raffensperger. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Maurice Van Robes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vince DiMaggio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin takes first base on ball four. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Lopez to Vaughn, and Nicholson is out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Sewell drops the ball. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. D'Alessandro moves to third. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Maurice Van Robes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robes hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher moves to third. One out. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lieber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. Two outs. Maurice Van Robais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robais is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Robais takes first base on ball 4. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Robais moves to second. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worstler hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-1 in the game. Raffensperger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Sewell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gustin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maurice Van Robeys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robeys is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Van Robeys hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio is hit by the pitch. Van Robeys moves to second. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Van Robeys scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 4-0, Pirates. Charlie Root now pitching. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott, who is chasing the ball. Gleason reaches third base with a triple. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Pirates. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 3 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball towards left. D'Alessandro settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on D'Alessandro. Elliott moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gustin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Maurice Van Robais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robais is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Van Robais hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Al Todd. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Worstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura pinch hits for Charlie Root. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Vance Page now pitching. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a line drive to left field. D'Alessandro throws towards Herman. Herman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herman. DiMaggio moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 4 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Lopez scores. It's 6-2, Pirates. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 4 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Handley steals second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gustin hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.